First rehearsal for I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change. Went well. Music rehearsal. Tonight is a dance rehearsal. I don't love choreography rehearsals. I enjoy music rehearsals more. Both can be stressful in different ways. But boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. So yeah, it's a dance rehearsal tonight, and it's in a very hot space. There is a brand new air conditioner in that room that is not yet on. It still has like plastic wrapping on it. I'm excited for them to take it off. But yeah, tonight is going to be hot. And they asked us to bring hoodies. I'm not entirely sure why, but apparently the choreo involves removing a hood. Like maybe it's a bathrobe or something. I don't know. But like, please have a thing that you can put your hood up and down with. Excellent. If there's anything I want to do in a super hot room where I'm dancing, it's also wear a hoodie. Yeah.
Your daily Lex.
I'm pleased to share that I finally added full crossword puzzle support to the Lex.games app. Nobody's really noticed yet because I did it quietly today. But when they update, they'll see. And I'll post about it on various parts of the internet later. More and more people will know. It was hard. It was hard to get to work in a way that I was happy with. But now I have. So way to go, me. Let's see. It is currently freezing cold in my office, which is better than the alternative of it being too hot in my office. But man, that mini split I put in last summer, we talked about it then. You know, I use a third-party tool, the Sensibo, to control it. And every time I use the Sensibo to turn it on, the app Sensibo, it displays the temperature on the device itself in Celsius, even though I'm using the app to set it in Fahrenheit. If I use the regular remote that came with the air conditioner, it shows the temperature in Fahrenheit as expected. But whenever I use Sensibo, it shows the temperature in Celsius, a problem I have not ever solved. I've learned more about centigrade than I ever knew before. And if centigrade and Celsius aren't synonyms, tell somebody else. I don't care. But saying centigrade and Celsius are maybe synonyms, it's kind of fun to say. I highly recommend it. Do it on your own time, though. Don't do it. This podcast is too important to do that during. I feel like I'm only using very awkward sentence construction in this episode, but that's because I came into this episode with pretty much nothing planned other than my anxiety surrounding tonight's choreo rehearsal. So I'm going to get sweaty. I also noted last night at rehearsal that I was the oldest person in the cast, which I've never been that before. So that's exciting. Rehearsals for this show, initially they said we're going to go from 7 to 10, and then once it was all cast and stuff, they said, hey, because we're starting a little bit late, because the show's in a month, we're going to go from 7 to 10:30 instead. And the theater's about 35 minutes from my house, so that means I'm getting home late. Once the school year is over, which it's not yet, that'll get easier. It's not over yet, so that means every other day I'm getting up at 6-something, and getting up at like 6:12 after I'm, you know, getting home at the earliest at, you know, 11:10 is not fun. Last night rehearsal even went slightly late. It was the first rehearsal and they were just doing some, you know, logistic stuff. It was fine. I was totally okay with it. But I get home and Lauren's already asleep. And I notice that the cat food and water bowls are both empty, which is not a good way to sleep because then they will be grumpy during the night and wake you up. So I go into our primary bathroom to deal with that. And trigger warning. The next part of the story is gross. I'm in bare feet and I stepped in cat puke. So that was exciting. So now I'm super grumpy because it's also dark because Lauren's asleep in the next room. I'm trying to be quiet. I'm trying to deal with all of this. And it's like, what do you do? Normally, if anybody else is awake, you would call to them so you could freeze and then deal with your now gross foot, whatever. But I had to deal with it all on my own. It involved an extra shower that I wasn't expecting to take at that time. It involved getting to bed even later than I wanted, all while knowing I was getting up extra early today, which indeed I did. It was my day to get up early. And I noted to Lauren this morning after she woke up that I got home, showered, slept, got up, worked out, and showered all while she was still asleep. Truly remarkable. So way to go me. But now the cats are fine. And why was there cat puke? Because as cat owners know, in some ways, there is always cat puke. That's not constant, but it never leaves you entirely. It leaves the cats out. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. And, to prepare for my sweaty rehearsal, my plan is to wear workout clothes, I think. I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard and like I'm a dancer, because I'm no dancer. But I'm going to wear like the same thing I'd wear to work out. And that way, I think I can best handle my getting hot and sweaty. We'll see. Will I need yet another shower tonight? The answer is almost certainly, but I can sleep in tomorrow, so that's exciting. Actually, let's find out. Can I sleep in? What time is my first meeting on the 12th? My first meeting is at 10 a.m. Yeah, I can probably sleep. We'll see. Should be fine. Let's all hope it's fine. I love you. Goodbye.
Lex.